I will read translation and very small purport Srila Prabhupada has written for this text. Translation. My dear Sukadeva Goswami, you have already explained that Samkarsan, who belongs to the second quadruple, appeared as the son of Rohini named Balram. If Balram was not transferred from one body to another, how is it possible that he was first in the womb of Devaki and then in the womb of Rohini? Kindly explain this to me. Purport. Here is a question particularly directed at understanding Balram, who is this Samkarsan himself. Balram is well known as the son of Rohini, yet it is also known that he was the son of Devaki. Parikshit Maharaj wanted to understand the mystery of Balram's being the son of both Devaki and Rohini. This is the beginning of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj first requested Sukadeva Goswami to describe the detailed pastime of Lord Krishna. Because in 9th canto, briefly, Sukadeva Goswami has described pastime of Krishna, Balram. So there he described, and towards the end of 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sukadeva Goswami was describing the descendants of Yadu Maharaj, then in that descendants comes Krishna, Balaram, and everything described there. So towards the end of 9th canto, Sukadeva Goswami was giving detail, briefly he was describing that Vasudevas Rohinyam Kritadin Utpadayat. That description that Vasudev, by the womb of his wife Rohini, begot many sons, and then list of sons is described there. Balam, the first son of Rohini was Balram, second was God, third was Saran, fourth was Durmad, fifth was Vipul, sixth was Dhruv, and seventh was Krit. Description of seven sons of Rohini is described. Vasudev begot in the womb of mother Rohini seventh sons, and first sons, eldest son was Balram. And then he describes the sons of Devaki. Vasudevastu Devakyam Asht Putran Ajijanat. Right after that description, Sukadev Goswami described that Vasudev, in the womb of mother Devaki, begot 8 sons and 1 daughter, Subhadra. So when he was giving the list of sons of Rohini, as a first son of Rohini he described Balram, and when he was describing the sons of Devaki, and the seventh in that description, seventh son of Devaki was Balram. The 8 sons of Devaki, you know, sixth were immediately killed right after, one after another they took birth from the womb of Devaki and they were killed by Kansa. First son was Kirtiman. The eldest brother of Krishna was, his name was given. Of course, it was not very serious thing. Right after taking birth he was killed. Second was Sushen and many. And Ashtamastu Tayurasit, seventh was Balram. Seventh son of Devaki was Balram. Ashtamastu Tayurasid Swayam Meva Hari Kila. And the eighth son of Devaki, he was Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Bhagavan Swayam. So this description Sukadeva Goswami has given. Based on this description, in the beginning of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami asking, how come that one child becomes sons of two mothers, same time, kutah dehantaram vina, without quitting the body, without giving up the body, how come that one person, Balaram, became sons of two separate mothers, Rohini as well as Devaki? So here, Rohinyastanaya, Rohini, when you are describing about Balaram, they were telling that Balaram was the first son of Rohini. And when he was giving description, presenting the list of the sons of Devaki, then you say that Balaram was the seventh son of Devaki. How it is possible? This question was raised by Maharaj Parikshit. He wanted to know the mystery. How come that one person, one child becomes sons of two different mothers in the same time, without quitting the body, in the same body, simultaneously. So, this is a question, and Sukadeva Goswami has given answer for this question. We will discuss about how Sukadeva Goswami answering. Say that six sons of Devaki were killed right after their respective birth. You know little detail about the six sons of Devaki who were killed by Kamsa. Prabhupada has written this purport, little description I will describe. That six sons of Devaki who were killed by Kamsa, in their previous life, they were sons of Marichi Rishi. Marichi Rishi, very powerful personality. You know, in Vedic literature, description, different Rishi, different Muni. Marichi was a very, extremely powerful personality. He got six sons. And their behavior were not up to a standard. Below standard, their position there. Though they were living in heavenly planet, the Rishi was living in heavenly planet at that time. And the six sons of Marichi, they did some mischievous activity. That is the reason why they were cursed by Brahmanas. One Brahman cursed them to take birth in demoniac family. So they appeared, they took birth as a grandson of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, you know, very celebrated personality, father of Prahlad Maharaj. So they took birth as a grandson of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu has another son, of course, Prahlad Maharaj and other Sanhedrin, Kalnemi. And then due to the curse of the Brahmanas, the six sons of Marichi took birth as son of Kalnemi. And being, though they appear in demoniac family, Asura, still they have some impression, some sanskar from the previous life, and they are very much interested to do some bhakti. So one day, the six brothers together, they decided to go in the forest and do bhakti, bhajan. And they run away from house, they perform austerity, and by their austerity and their penances, Brahma was very much pleased. And then Brahma appeared in front of them, and they asked benediction, that my Lord Brahma, please grant us benediction, bless us, so that we may not be killed by demigods. Because they have taken birth in demoniac family, and always there is some risk that demigod will attack them, kill. They took the benediction, vardhan, and returned to the house. For many months, years, they are missing. Nobody was knowing whereabouts of those six boys. Immediately they return, and Hiranyakashipu asks, where you have gone? Then they describe that we are very unpleasant, they are jubilant that we have got in tapasya, we have got the benediction. But Hiranyakashipu did not appreciate their attitude. See, you worship demigod Vishnu. You don't know they are all the demigods, and especially Vishnu, they are number one enemy. They are enemies of our family. So you have taken benediction that demigod will not kill you. I curse you. Your own father will kill you directly. Your own father. You will be killed by your own father. So the six sons of Kalanemi were cursed by their grandfather, Hiranyakashipu, that they will be killed by their own father. Again, in that life, they were not killed by Kalanemi. So their six sons, previously six sons of Marichi, they appeared six sons of Kalanemi, and those six sons, they become sons of Mother Devaki, and Kalanemi appeared as Kamsa. So Kamsa killed six sons of Devaki. So when the six sons of Devaki were killed, one after another, then Saptamo Vaishnavam Dhamam Yamanantam Prachakshate Garbho Bhuva Devakyam Harsh Shoka Vivardhanam. Description that when six sons of Devaki were killed one after another, then seventh son, Lord Badam, Vaishnavam Dhamam, the plenary expansion of Krishna, Vishnu, entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. So as a seventh pregnancy of Devaki, it was Badam, the plenary expansion of Krishna appeared there. Plenary expansion of Krishna entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. In Vedic literature, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita described that about Balram Tat Sarv Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. Sarv Avatari Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, source of all incarnation, cause of all incarnation. Every single incarnation emanates, comes from the Krishna. Sarv Avatari Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. And Tahara Dvitiya Deha, Sri Balaram. And Balaram, his first expansion. Tahara Dvitiya Deha, second body of Krishna is Balaram. Tahara Dvitiya Deha, Sri Balaram. Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. And there Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekai Swarup Dohe Bhin Matrakai. Both Krishna and Balaram, they are identical. Two personality, they are same personality, they are identical, there are no difference, there is no even slight difference between them. Ekai Swarup Dohe, both are identical, the same personality. Only different, bhin matra kaya. Only difference is in their bodily structure and color. Krishna is black and Balaram is white. And some also holding, Krishna holds the flute and Balaram holds club, gada, or plough, hull, musal. But there is no difference at all.
So here, Saptamo Vaishnavam Dhamam Yamantam Prachakshate, seventh son of Lord Balaram, the primary expansion of Krishna, entered in the garb of the womb of Mother Devaki. When Balaram entered in the womb of Mother Devaki, and then he becomes the reason for Devaki's harsh and shok. Harsh shok vivardhanam. Devaki's limitation, jubilation, harsh happiness increased due to the presence of Balaram in her womb. And same time, shok, limitation. She also became very much distressed. So Balaram was, Lord Vishnu was in the womb of Mother Devaki. So Sachidanandamaya. So all ananda, happiness, bliss was diffusing, coming out from her existence, her body. Because source of all jubilation, source of all transcendental bliss was there within her womb. So she became very much happy, jubilant, pleased, harsh. But same time, shok vivardhanam, her shok limitation also increased. So when she was thinking that I am going to become the mother of seventh son, I am going to give birth of seventh son, that was the pleasing part, harsh, reason of her harsh. But same time, she was well aware that as soon as my child will take birth, he will be killed by Kamsa. So that becomes the reason for her shok, harsh shoka vivardhanam. Balaram becomes the reason, cause for Devaki harsh. Harsh, you understand, it's a Sanskrit word, everyone, harsh shoka vivardhanam. Harsh and shok, jubilation or bliss as well as distress, both were increased. And Bhagavan api Vishvatma viditva kamsajam bhayam. When Krishna came to know, of course he knows everything, but in Leela, Bhagavan api Vishvatma viditva kamsajam bhayam. When Krishna came to know about the fear, frightened situation of his mother Devaki, then he could not tolerate anymore. Krishna could not tolerate the distress of Mother Devaki. Immediately, Yadunam Nijanatha Nam Yogamayam Samadhisat. Then Krishna summoned, called Yogamaya by Kuntapana Golok Vrindam. Oh, please come. And she came, immediately she came to Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna was there, and then Krishna Samadhisat. He ordered her. Krishna ordered her. What was order? Gach Devi Brajam Bhadre Gop Gobhir Alankritam. Devi, Durga Devi, or Yog Maya, or Yog Nidra. What? You please go to Braja in Vrindavan. And then Krishna talks about Gop Gobhi Alankritam. That Vrindavan, that tract of land, is very much decorated, very much nice, due to the presence of Gopa, cowherd boy, Gopi, cowherd girls, Gopi are there, Gop are there, Gopis are there, and cows are there. So due to the presence of the Gopa, Gopi and cows, guy, that tract of land is very much beautiful. And then Rohini Vasudevasya Bharjaste Nanda Gokule. In the Gokul, Nanda Gokul, Gokul of Nanda Baba, where Nanda Baba is staying. So Rohini Vasudevasya Bharja, Vasudevasya Bharja, Vasudeva's wife Rohini is residing, she is living in Gokul. So you go to Braja, you go to Vrindavan. Okay, I please to go there. See, I wish to go there. Nice. What I have to do there? What anything I should do there? Then Krishna, Devakya jathare garbham sisakhyam dham amakam. And then Krishna described Devaki. She is living in Mathura. You go to Gokul and where Devaki is there in Mathura. Devakyam jathare garbham sisakhyam dhamma. My plenary expansion, my elder brother, Balaram, he is there, he is residing, he is living in the womb of Mother Devaki. Mother Devaki is Mathura, and in the womb of Mathura, in the womb of Mother Devaki, Balaram is there, my elder brother is there. Tan Sanikarsya, you go and use your all expertise. This I am telling you, very serious thing you have to do. Tan Sanikarsya, very carefully attract that womb, Balaram, who is in the womb of Mother Devaki. take out from there and Rohinya Udare Sanivesya, and place, keep in the womb of Mother Rohini. Use your all expertise, everything. You are very much expert, yoga, maya. So do this one. Tan tat sanikarsya. Take out, very carefully take the womb, Balaram, from the womb of Mother Devaki and place, put in the womb of Mother Rohini. This is you have to do. For what reason? Why you want this thing to do me? Atha aham amsabhagina devakya putratam subhe. Because I myself, with all my opulence, swayam bhagavan, I want to become the putra, son of Mother Devaki. I want to enter in the womb of Mother Devaki. For that reason, that place, the womb should be vacated. Balaram is there, take out from there, keep him, and I want to enter. Atha aham amsabhagena, with all my answer, swayam bhagavan, with all my opulences, I am going to enter, I am going to become devakyaha putratam suhe, putrata. I want to get the sonhood, putrata, putra, putrabha. I will become the son of Mother Devaki. I want to enter in the womb of Mother Devaki. Then Yogamaya, what about me? So Krishna says, you also appear, take birth. First do this work, this job, transferring part. And then you also entered in the womb of Yashoda. Nanda, wife of Nanda Baba, Nanda Maharaj, my actual real mother, you entered in the womb of Yashoda. I will also enter in the womb of Yashoda. You will be my younger sister. We both will take birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda, so you will be my younger brother. This is your very fortunate situation for you. Prapashi tvam Yashodayam nanda patnya bhavishyati. You will be my sister. You will appear from the womb of Mother Yashoda. And then Krishna blessed Durga Devi. Archishanti manushyantam sarvakam varishvarim dhupo pahar balibhi sarma kama varapradam. Devi, Yogamaya, if you will do this job, I bless you on the surface of earthly planet. Manushya tvam archishanti. People in general, they worship me, they will worship you, they will give respect even more than me. So she is blessed, Durga Devi is blessed by Krishna. Archishyanti manushyam tam. Manushya, human being, will worship you. Sarva kama vareshwarim. And you, I give you power, you will fulfill all the desires of human being. Dhupo pahar bali. How they will worship. And they will also, in different places, they will give you different name. And Krishna talks about 14 name of Durga Devi here. In earthly planet, you will called by the name. Let's say, count Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda,
चंडिका, कृष्णा, माधवी, कन्या, माया, नारायणी, ईशानी, शारदा, अंबिका. तो कृष्ण दिस यू विल बी नोन बाय दिस, यू विल बी सिलेक्टेड बाय दीज नेम, इस 14 ऑल टुगेदर. सो डू दिस एक्सपर्टली, यू विल बी ब्लेस्ड, यू विल बी वर्शिप. एंड देन कृष्ण टॉक्स अबाउट गर्भ संकर्षणा तमवय प्राहु संकर्षण भूई एंड ऑन द अर्थली प्लैनेट बिकॉज बलराम वुड बी अट्रैक्टेड संकर्षित फ्रॉम द वन वूम टू अनदर. फॉर दैट रीजन वन नेम ऑफ माई इल्डर ब्रदर बलराम वुड बी संकर्षण. कृष्ण बिफोर अपियरेंस ऑफ बलराम जी कृष्ण गेव नेम ऑफ हिज इल्डर ब्रदर बलराम संकर्षण. फर्स्ट नेम कृष्ण संकर्षण राम बिकॉज हिज ability to please people in general, especially Brajvasi, people will say Balaram, Ram. First name Samkarsan, second Ram, and because he is very extreme, he will be extremely powerful. That reason why another name of my brother is Balbhadra or Balaram. Krishna gave three names for Balaram ji: Samkarsan, Ram, and Balbhadra. So Yog Maya, some places are Yog Nidra, Yog Maya very much pleased. She did everything as she was ordered. She was ordered by Krishna and immediately she came and she attracted Balaram ji from the womb of Devaki and she placed Balaram in the womb of Mother Rohini. So Sukadeva Goswami is trying because Balaram ji, first he was in the womb of Mother Devaki, he also lived in the womb of Mother Devaki and again in the womb of Mother Rohini. That reason why he is considered to be the son of Mother Devaki as well as son of Mother Rohini. And also Gopal Champu described that for 7 continuous months Balaram was in the womb of Devaki and again for approximate 7-8 months he lived in the womb of Mother Rohini. So altogether Balaram lived in the womb of the two mothers for 14, little more than 14 months. You know about Gopal Champu described that Rohini, she was with Vasudev ji in Mathura. So she also became pregnant. 6 sons were killed and the 7th time Devaki was also there, Rohini was also there, Rohini also got pregnancy. So when at the time of 3 months she was pregnant for 3 months and then Vasudev ji became very much scared that if the she will give birth, Rohini will give birth, Kansa may kill him also, the boy may be killed by Kansa. So hidingly Vasudev ji sent his wife Rohini in the Gokul, in the protection of Nanda Baba. And also Gopal Champu described that evening time she, Mother Rohini, came riding on a horse. She crossed the Jamuna river and she came in Gokul when she was pregnant for 3 months. And there Paunamasi ji, Yog Maya, they received her and she was kept in protection of Nanda Baba. She was living in Gokul. And also described in Haribansh Puran, described that Rohini was pregnant on 7th month pregnancy. One night, midnight, she saw a dream. And in dream, she felt that miscarriage has taken place. So she became very much frightened. But again, Yog Maya informed her, don't worry, I have put another son, pregnancy on your womb. So thus, she was pregnant and she gave birth of Balaram. So Balaram appeared in Gokul Nanda Baba house, Mahavan. Still that place. Krishna appeared in Mathura, in the prison house of Mathura, and Balaram appeared in Gokul from the womb of mother Rohini. So this is little description about his appearance, his janma. I would like to describe many pastime of also about Balaram. This is birth part. Of course, Sukadeva Goswami was answering the question, how come that Balaram is considered to be the son of mother Devaki as well as son of mother Rohini. So that answer he has given, Sukadeva Goswami has described. Now I will like to read and briefly describe one small pastime of Balaram ji. We know when Krishna and Balaram, they were herding the cows, tending the cows, grazing the cow. So one day they came near Giriraj Govardhan, and on the eastern side of Giriraj Govardhan, they proceeded little further, and then they came to the one forest, a very celebrated forest called Talban. Out of 12 forests of Braja, Talban is one. Braj, when we talk about Braj or Vrindavan, it consists of 12 different forests. So one is Talban. So one day, all Krishna and Balaram, they were tending the cow, herding the cow, taking care of the cow. And then cowherd boys, Krishna friend, they requested Balaram and Krishna, Ram Ram Mahabahu Krishna Dushanivaranam. They informed Krishna Balaram, Itaha Abidure Shirt Banam. From very near to this forest, we are living in Vrindavan, in near Giriraj Govardhan, not far away from this, there is a very nice forest, very beautiful forest, and name of that forest, Talban, Talali Sankulam. There are many tree, tall trees, there are many, many, and they are very much nice forest. Phalani Tatra Bhurindi, in that forest, in that Talban forest, many fruits are falling from the tree. Many, many fruits. Asmin bane bahavah vrikshah phalanti. In this forest, many, many forests. Bhurini patanti, always they are falling down. They ripen on the top of the tree and they are falling. Patanti patitani cha. Constantly, instantly they are falling down. And they are also lying on the surface of earth, this, in the surface of earth, full of ripened fruit. Santi, then what do you want to say? I understand that there are many fruit on the top of the tree and also bottom is the lying fruit of what? So go and eat. If you, no, no. Santi kintu aur udhani dhenukena duratmana. Duratma. Mahatma, you know, just opposite word of Mahatma is Duratma. Duratma, that is restricted. No one can enter. No one can dare going in that direction because it was controlled by, protected by Dhenuk. And who is Dhenuk? Duratma. What is exact English said, equivalent for Duratma could be? Mahatma, you understand. So he said that Kans Duratma is, sorry, Dhenuk, his name is Dhenuk, and he has assumed, Dhenuk is a demon, but he has assumed the form of a donkey, an ass. He's living there. He's not alone. He has many, many associates. He's a friend, his supporters, and they are also equally powerful. Many thousands of demons in the form of donkey, they are living, they are followers of, they are subordinates of Dhenuk. So, what you are talking about eating, no one dare to go in that direction, look in that direction.
what was human being? No. Even the animals, they are frightened to go in that direction. What to speak of pasu? Even pakshi, birds, they don't fly in the forest. They don't go in that direction. They're so fearfully. So far, no one has tasted the fruits. But the forest is so much nice fruit, and the fruit are so fragrant. All the fragrance of the fruit, fruits, the whole atmosphere is surcharged everywhere. Nice. To prayaksha tani na Krishna. Balaram, Krishna, if you so desire, please give that fruit to us. We want to eat that fruit. Prayaksha tani na Krishna. Gandha lobhit chetasam. We are very much attracted due to fragrance of the fruit. So nice fragrance entering our nostril. We are very much attracted. Vangcha asti. We have extreme desire, intense desire to taste, eat that those fruit. So Krishna evam suhrid bacha srutva suhrid priya chikirsayat. When Krishna heard the words of his friends, and in order to suhrid priya chikirsaya, in order to appease them, in order to please them, friend, Krishna and Balaram, they came in the forest. They entered in the forest of Talban. And then, first thing, Balaram, Balah parishya bahu bhyam talan sham parikampyam. So Balaram ji came, entered in the forest. Then with his two arms, he began forcefully shaking the tree. He grabbed the trunk of the tree and then he started to forcefully, violently shaking that. By the violent shaking, the foot started to fall down. They're falling. And then they created some certain type of vibration noise. And I soon phalanam patatam sabda nishamya asurarvasa. As soon as he heard the noise, sound, falling the fruits, immediately Dhenuk, asur, abhyadhavat, he rushed in the direction of Balaram, where the boys were there. Here Sukadeva Goswami, when he was running in direction of Balaram, even the tree, even the mother earth was shaking, shivering. And immediately he came, he situated himself in front of Balaram with his back parts in the towards the Balaram, and with hind legs two together, he struck on the chest of Balaram. Balaram is such a nice, tender boy, beautiful. He doesn't feel, even any person by seeing the child, such a nice, tender boy. He did not feel any compassion, mercy. Rather, he struck with his hoof two hind legs, rear legs, and he struck on the chest of Balaram. And then he ran away from that. And he saw he looked on Balaram, and Balaram was as if nothing has happened. Balaram was as happy as if nothing. He used his whole force, all force, struck on the chest of Balaram. Then he became more angry, and again he came. And again he did the same. Situated himself in front of Balaram, his back was towards Balaram, and again he tried to strike with the hoop of the hind legs on the chest of Balaram. Immediately Balaram caught hold of his two legs with one hand and started to wheeling around the sky. So due to the violent wheeling, forcefully wheeling, already Dhenuk died. But again he threw the dead body of Dhenukas on the top of a tall tree. As soon as the dead body of Dhenukasura hit the top of tree, immediately that
fell down, it hit another one, hundreds or thousands of tall tree, they are broken. So, Balaram killed Dhenukasura. And then his associates, then running all thousands, running in that direction, they try to kill Krishna, they try to other boys, and immediately the whole, every single boy, they now learned the art of killing the demon. And they did. And in fraction of chan, second, all the demons were killed. And then, here, what happened? The boys ate the fruit or not? Sukhdev Goswami is absolutely here silent. He did not description over there that now opportunity there. They should have eaten, but it appears that they did not eat. Not very inauspicious, all the donkey, they are lying dead body, but lying here and there. So that they don't feel very much comfortable to eat. So Sukhdev Goswami is completely silent. Though they have strong desire to eat the fruit. Fruit was available, everything was okay, but they are very much reluctant. They did not. The dead body of donkey everywhere, blood and this and that. Fruit was also smeared with that. They did not. Probably they did not. Sukhdev Goswami is silent, so we don't know, but it appears that they did not eat the fruit. So usually, what happened that all the demons, most of demons were delivered by Krishna. How come that Krishna did not kill Dhenukasura? What was the reason? Krishna would have killed Dhenuk, but instead of Krishna, Balaram killed Dhenuk. There is also description about past life of Dhenukasura. In his previous life, Dhenuk was the son of Maharaj Bali, very celebrated personality, one of Dwadas Acharya Bali Maharaj. So Dhenukasura was the son of Bali Maharaj, and one time, accompanied with many girls, many apsaras, celestial women, he went to Gandhamadan Parvat, and he was playing with them. To one place, in one of the cave of the Gandhamadan mountain, Durvasa was meditating. He was in trance, he was in meditation. Durvasa, you know the nature of Durvasa. So he was there and he was making sound, a different disturbance. Durvasa came out from cave and saw the whole scene. He saw that creating disturbance for my samadhi, my meditation, my dhyan. Immediately Durvasa received, become very much angry, and he cursed, "You shameless demon, you behave like donkey, you have no any sense for respect for saintly person, the tirtha. These are my residence, I am meditating, you are disturbing, you become shameless donkey." So he was cursed to become a donkey, as Gada, Gardab. So his name was Sahasik that time. Sahasik can understand the seriousness of the curse. Immediately he grabbed the feet of Durvasa Rishi, started to cry, weeping, "Please forgive me." And a saintly person, Vedic literature described that Chanardh Mannu, they can maintain their anger only for chan, for a fraction of minute. Sadhu, they become angry, but in just the next moment, your four absences. So, Durvasa Rishi was pulled down, and he felt compassion for him. And he said, "I have cursed you, so certainly you will become a demon, ash. But I will give you Bardhan also, boon, that you will appear, you will take birth in Brajbhumi, in Vrindavan. And you will take birth in Vrindavan, and you will be delivered by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram, Krishna Balaram." So he was cursed. So son of Bali Maharaj, he became demon, Dhenuk. He was living in Talwan. So Krishna did not kill because when Lord Narsimhadev appeared in front of Prahlad Maharaj, so Narsimhadev had given a benediction boon for Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad, whosoever would appear in future in your dynasty, I will not kill. Any member of your dynasty, if you are in your dynasty, then I will. So he has some link, like Bali Maharaj was son was Birochan, Birochan's son was Prahlad Maharaj, and then in that lineage he appeared. So Krishna was very reluctant, he did not kill. Neither he introduced Balaram, so Balaram killed, delivered Dhenukasur. So this is first time in 15th chapter, 10th canto, 15th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, killing of Dhenukasur, the ash demon, is described, and very briefly. So, I was supposed to finish at 10 o'clock, so should I, maybe I can tell another little, 5-10 minutes, another pastime of Balaram. Today's appearance, we talk about his appearance, one pastime. And also, 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam described about the marriage of Balaramji. Krishna married 16,108 queens, and Balaram also married some people say two, but known is one only. So there was one king in a solar dynasty, his name was Kakudmi. So he got a baby, female baby. Her name was Revati. So she was so beautiful that due to her beauty and her quality, her reputation spread all over the earthly planet. She was known for her good quality and her extreme beauty. So at that time, many prince, Rajkumar, they wanted to marry Revati. And same time, the father, Kakudmi, another name of Kakudmi, Raivat, he was known by two names, Kakudmi and Raivat. So he was also searching when she became the age of marriage, Revati. So he was looking for her suitable husband. For that reason, he went to different princes, Rajkumar. Wherever he was going, he was saying they're very much opulent, very, everything was there, very much fortunate, beauty was there, opulence was there. So he wanted to give her in marriage to one prince, and then he with another is equally glorious in opulence, in beauty. So Maharaj Kakudmi, same time many princes were, they wanted to marry Revati, and the father was also bewildered, whom, so he could not decide on his own. So he was very much, one day he took his daughter, Revati, and he went to Brahma. In Vedic literature, it is described that it is Brahma who decides who will marry who. It is not decided on earthly planet. Already, who is your wife, who is your husband, it is not, it is here. Of course, we try, but eventually it is arranged there. Accordingly, it happened. Brahma has written the name. In the girl name, husband name is somewhere, we could not write, we could not read, but somewhere it is inscribed. And similarly the boy, so it took her, Revati, and went to Brahma, Brahmalok. He was so powerful that he had, with this same body he approached, reached there. And when he reached there, at that time, there some musical performance was going on. Some celestial singer, Gandharva, had assembled there, came. And there some kirtan, a special type of bhajan was going on, and Brahma was seated in there. So Gandharva, celestial singers were there for kirtan, they were invited. Some musical performance was going on. So Maharaj Kakudmi had to wait. He could not interrupt their bhajan. So he waited for a little while. Towards the end of the performance, Brahma came from the assembly, and he greeted, "Welcome, Maharaj." well known personality, and he asked for what reason he had arrived there, and then he submitted that this is my problem. So Brahman informed them, my dear king, you stayed here, waited for a little while on earthly planet. 27 Chatur Yuga has passed. One Chatur Yuga is 4,300,000 years. So 27, like 4,300,000 multiplied by 7, this much year has passed. So you are thinking of this king, that prince, that all they disappear. Nobody is there. Even their dynasty is not heard any completely. He becomes very much disappointed. He wanted to choose which prince he should marry girl. Immediately he becomes very much morose, disappointed. Maharaj ka kudmi. Okay, Brahma Pesai, don't worry. Now the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna has appeared and he is living in Dwarka. So why don't you go there and offer your daughter in marriage to Balram, Krishna's elder brother? So Kakudmi along with Revati came to Dwarka. So he stayed in outer skirt of Dwarka. Then everywhere people came to know that his body was really tall. As tall as the tree itself, big tree. Revati was that much tall and the father both were so tall. So all the residents of the Dwarka, they rushed to see that, some very much wondered this wonderful creature, what a demigod or what demon, who has come. And they were informed, Krishna Balaram also, that one person along with him, their female child, of course she is also really tall, come. And then Krishna Balaram, all the residents came to see. And then Maharaj Kakudmi requested the whole story, he related the whole thing that I have gone to Brahma. He talked about his name, and then Brahma has ordered me that I should give her in marriage to Balaram. And then Vasudeva and Devaki, everyone was there. Balaram was not so enthusiastic to marry. I mean, size-wise, it was an awkward, too big and too However, the parents, he could not disobey Vasudeva and Devaki. And same time, Krishna was also pushing, now you should get married. So Balaram eventually agreed. And then Balaram put his plow on the top of Revati's head and little push. And immediately she became a regular size, little smaller than Balaram. And in this she did not feel any inconvenience, not know any pain. He said, if Yogmaya can do something miraculous, what to speak of Balaram? So Balaram pushed with his plow, put his plow on there, little push, and then a regular size. And this way, Balaram married Revati. And also another daughter of Baruni, a special type of liquor. Presiding deity of that liquor is Baruni. Her name is Baruni. Baruni, she is on many times here that Balaram was intoxicated because he had taken too much Baruni liquor. That liquor, a special liquor, wine, liquor or wine, whatsoever, it is made only out of honey. The other liquor made of different ingredients, but this type of Baruni liquor, it is made from, it is, what do you say, they take out essence from, like we in India, they produce the go ark. This is the Baruni, is the ark of essence of honey. No other ingredient, nothing is there. Only essence of ark of honey is Varuni. So presiding deity of the Varuni liquor is Varuni, a daughter of Varuna Dev. So she is also considered to be the wife of Lord Balaram. So thus Balaram got two wives. One is Revati and another is Varuni. So here I stop the pastime part. There are many things to say, but I think it is. If you have any question already, if need any some clarification in pastime part, or any doubt or any correction, okay?